Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. This or afternoon. This is Glenda Sue Haney. I was calling about my refund on my account, and I think the bank had already took care of it, but they haven't I hadn't got the refund from y'all yet. I don't have the product, and I told them I didn't want the product. I can't afford that. I didn't realize it was that much money because I was it. And they hadn't refunded it back to my account yet.
So, did you tell them that? Did they tell you they were going to give you a refund? Because if they didn't tell you that, then that's why you didn't get it. So, who was supposed to give you a refund?
Your company.
And they told you they were, and you.
Well, they just said that when they first the bank was going to do I don't know what you call it, but then I told the bank, I said, no, I see where I got a sample. $4.95 and one sample $5.95, and so they just tore that up at the bank and let us handle it. And so
let me get you pulled up. I'm not gonna, let me see here what you're talking about.
31569.
All right, first and last name.
Glenda G L E N D A. Last name is Haney H A N E Y.
Give me 1 second.
I'm just an old lady that needs my money, and I could never buy anything cost that kind of money. Never. I never would. I would love to have it, but I can't afford it.
I don't blame you. And then verify your address for security purposes.
Yes, ma'am. It's 802 Billyville, which is one word, Billyville Road, Woodbine, Georgia. 31569. I called several times, but nothing's been done yet, Lord Jesus. Nothing.
All right, so let me get you. I got you pulled up here. I do see you had the Allure Skin Co. cream and the eye complex that has been canceled. Let me take a look at the notes for you.
It was just a little sample they sent me, and they told me on that thing, because it come up bills, to pay $4.95 for one and $5.95 for the other one, and I did that. And then they just automatically, I guess, assumed that I was going to buy it. Well, listen, some people might have the money to buy that kind of stuff. I don't doubt that, but I don't have that kind of money.
Yes, ma'am. So it looks like the issue that we're having here is it said that you had filed with your bank, and they told you that you need to call back with your bank in order to get that refund. So that's the problem. That's why you haven't been refunded. Have you called back with your bank on a three-way call?
I went and called back to the bank, and the bank said, we don't call anybody. That's your responsibility. They tore the paper up, you know, where I said I hadn't ordered it. And then after I told the bank, I said, I did get the samples. I didn't know that was the same thing until I looked on my account. She said, the girl at the bank, Teresa, I believe her name, she said, we don't call companies. We don't do that.
Okay, well, that's where the issue is going to come in at. Because, see, even though you're saying that you canceled the dispute, we have to have them to verify. And so if they can't call, do you know how to call them and put us on a three-way call?
Yeah, but they said they don't call the best.
They won't do it?
No, ma'am. That's what I told her. I said, she said, ma'am, we don't do that. That girl at the bank, I said, I've been with y'all for years, and you mean to tell me y'all won't do that for me?
I mean, yeah, because if they don't even, like you said, they don't even have to call, because if you call, just say if you're on the phone with me, you can call them. That means you're calling them. They're not calling us. The only thing they have to do is say, yes, she dropped the dispute, you know, and then you get your money back. So I don't see, you know, I guess maybe that's their policy. But, yeah, so that's the issue that you're having. So if they don't call in, then I guess you'll just have to take it from there because, yeah, the only way that we're going to issue it is they have to call us And they're saying that they don't want to call. So you'll have to see what else you can do, I'm assuming.
What will I do?
I don't know. Tell them.
My money's out. They know I do. They know I don't have, you know, money like that. They know that. I mean, they know that I do not have money like that.
So you need to tell them, look, y'all are not going to call them. Just say, I'm going to call you, and I just need you to tell them that, because that's the only way I'm going to get my money back.
So if I call them right now and talk to Teresa and you're on the line, then will I get my refund back?
I mean, yes. If you but you can't do it now, because you'll have to hang up and call back, because it's going to take a minute probably for them to get on there. But because you've already been on the call for a minute, so yeah, you'll have to. What you can do is, if you hang up, you can call. Okay, you can call them. No, call us first, then call them, add them on, and then if she says that you've dropped it, then we'll immediately refund the money, and it'll take 3 to 5 days for you to get it.
I don't know how to do a three-way calling.
Oh, you? Oh,
I'm dumb. I ain't never done nothing like that.
Is there someone that can show you, or you have kids or anything?
My daughter's at work. I live with my daughter, and she's at work.
Well, when she gets off, we open 24 hours. Well, I don't know if the bank is, though, but I tell her that you need her to call this customer service number and then conference your bank in, give her the number, and then that way you can get on the phone and take it from there.
Tell me how I do it. Maybe I can do it until my daughter gets off. She won't be home to 4 o'clock. And the bank will probably be closed. So how would
okay,
I do
it? Okay, what kind of phone do you have?
My granddaughter pays my phone bill. It's, I believe it was Apple, sound right?
Okay, so do you see, okay, like on your keypad, do you see something? Okay, like hit your keypad, like your, and does it show you, like that me and you are on the call? It should show like that me and you are on the call. It should have something that says like add a call or something. Do you see that on your phone?
Let me see. Where would it be at, hon?
Like on your keypad, like you, when you hit it, like you're just hit the key.
Uh-huh. Contacts, recent, favor, keypad, and voicemail. I see that.
Okay. Do you have your bank saved in your phone?
Yes, ma'am.
So, a lot of times if you're on the phone, you go to your contacts and you hit the number, it'll say, like, you want to add the call. Of course,
uh-huh.
You'll say, yeah. Once you add it,
uh-huh.
It's going to start, it's going to, like, I just say, I'll obviously be on hold. And then when your bank picks up, then it's going to say conference call over. Then you're going to conference a call over. That way all three of us is on the phone at the same time. And then you can say,
uh-huh.
You know, oh, just tell them that I've dropped the dispute. You know, we've canceled that transaction. So because that's the only way I can get my money back. And then you should
can
be
you
fine.
Hold on the line?
I mean, no, I can't. No, I can't hold the line for you to do that. You're going to have to call back, because we're only allowed to stay on the phone so many minutes, and we've already been on here, so no, I would be holding up the line if I did that.
It ain't no telling who I'll get, though.
No, it doesn't matter.
Like you are.
No, it doesn't matter. They have to help you. Because it's on your account. You have four notes and that you need to have your bank to call in and get the refund. So that means they're just going to, if you do that, they're just going to let you go ahead and call. But you need to do it as soon as you call, because like I said, we can't stay on the line that long.
I'll try it.
Or can you go to, or this would be better. How about this? How about you go to your bank right now? If what you say, or whenever you can before they close, call them from the cell phone, just put them on your phone. And then as long as they verify that everything has been dropped, you can get a refund. That's probably going to be the best. That way you don't have to wait on your daughter. You don't have to worry about coming to the call. Just go to the bank and call us and then put them on the phone. You can do that, too.
Well, You know, I don't know why they're being so hard and saying, we're not going to, that ain't our place.
I know, yeah.
And they won't do it. I mean, I called them up how many times yesterday. I was going to the doctor to get my COVID shot, and but they wouldn't do it for me. I mean, I talked to Teresa every time. I said, ma'am, I've been with y'all for a long time. I'm 74 years old. I ain't got money like some of you have. But it didn't make no difference.
I was going to be just going there and say, look, I need to speak to someone in the disputes department. The only thing y'all don't have to call anybody. I've got the people, the merchant on the line. Only thing I need to do is tell them that I do not have a dispute, and then that's it. That's all they need to do. They don't have to call us. You're going to call us and just put them on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Now, if they can't do that, then like you said, you need to get you a new bank.
I will. Don't you worry about that, honey. Don't you worry about that. I will. Thank you very much. You have a blessed day.
All right, All right, you two, don't forget to call us back now. Go ahead and go to your bank.
Okay. Stay safe.
All right, you two, Dawn. Thank you for calling customer support. Stay safe and have a great day. I'll be looking forward to your call.
Bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.